Our problem was trying to get freshwater inflows accepted. You cannot imagine the reaction you get from an audience in Lubbock when you tell them that instead of pumping the water to Lubbock, you're going to let it flow into the Gulf of Mexico. We had a consultant, a major engineering consulting firm, on, was meeting with an advisory group one time, and we were talking about freshwater inflows. And he finally realized what we were doing. He was sitting in a captain's chair, reared back on a wooden floor, and he suddenly realized we were talking about assuring freshwater inflows, and he let that chair crash to the floor, and he said, "You mean you're going to give the water to fish before you give it to people?" They didn't understand the economics of freshwater inflows. There was a 1957 conference on this campus, I have a record of the meeting, in which waste was described as a bucket of water that escaped into the Gulf of Mexico. The objective at that point was to dam every river in Texas so that there was not a drop of water that went out of a Texas river into the Gulf of Mexico, so that the Trinity would stop flowing before it got to Galveston Bay. Every river in Texas would be so controlled that no water would, quote, be wasted into the Gulf of Mexico, end quote. That's how little understanding there was of the significance of freshwater inflow. You must understand until you need to know what's the pressure to learn. And so we didn't know about the contribution of basin estuaries. We didn't know how much water it takes. We didn't know when the water has to be there. And the issue is, ultimately, will we so manage the water resource that we, in effect, are managing the basin estuaries, so that it is as though you turned them into fish nurseries and managed them just like you would manage growing plants on land or animals on land. You manage the basin estuaries for the species that are there.